Okay, so we are recording, and for starters, please state your name and your title.
I am Steve Triplett, Assistant Superintendent of Sedalia School District.
All right, now, Mr. Triplett, the Universal Breakfast Program has been implemented at the Sedalia School District this year. Will you start out by explaining for our listeners what exactly this is?
A Universal Breakfast is a program designed to try to offer a nutritional breakfast to every student, and eventually, hopefully, we would like to get that district-wide. But this year, we are kind of piloting that through our pre-K through sixth grade. So we have five elementary schools and a middle school that all of those students and their faculty and staff receive a free breakfast to begin their day with every morning.
Now, as I understand, this is optional, correct?
It is optional. We don't require anybody to eat anything, but it gives them an opportunity to, like I said, participate free of charge in the breakfast if they so choose.
And how does the district fund this program?
The funding is subsidized by our free and reduced federal lunch program that we participate in, and our rate here in Sedalia, our free and reduced rate, is high enough that we think that financially this will be a wash for us and something that we can provide our students without an extra cost to the district.
Well, that's great. Do you happen to know about how many students are participating or what percentage of students have chosen to participate so far?
You know, from what I've seen, and I really don't have a count or the numbers in front of me, but last year our district served about 800 breakfasts each morning, and this year that number is up to around 2,000. So we have a lot of kids that are taking advantage of this opportunity, which is exactly what we wanted to happen, and it looks like it's been fairly successful start to it.
Wow, that's a huge increase. Do you know about how much breakfast cost last year?
Oh, I don't. I don't know that information. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Sorry to put you on the spot.
That's all right. Edit that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, will you talk me through the district's decision-making process behind this?
You know, we started with contracting our food service through an organization, a business called OPA Food Service, and they have initiated this in some of the other school districts around the state. So last spring, we actually went and visited some school districts that offer this program and took a look at the financial side of it. You know, all the data and research is out there that shows that kids that get that nutritional breakfast every morning achieve better academically, behave better with discipline. We see a lot fewer visits to the nurse's office for hunger issues and nutritional issues. So the benefits are far outweigh any negatives of this whole program. It was just, like I said, last spring we made some trips to some other school districts and witnessed how they were doing it, and it looked like something that we could handle and that we could manage, and working with our new food service program, OPA, we kind of jointly decided to try to take this venture on this year.
And the other school districts you've visited, are there any in this area that participate in this program?
The closest one was Warsaw that we saw. And they actually do it K through 12, but it's a smaller school district. But we did get to see them, and they have a really successful program there as well.
All right. Well, Mr. Triplett, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
No, I think that pretty much answers it.